Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد brothers, sisters, listeners السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life. One of the keys of life that we have been discussing previously was person dealing with other people, those who are the same kind as him. And we were talking about the fact that there are different categories of people that we deal with. So we have the family circle, friend circle, and then we expand the circles as we go further. We got to the part where we were talking about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam instructing us that we need to take care of the family and family members, and those who are close to us. And the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, interestingly enough, that they did not leave any stone unturned in this regard. So when it comes to family, family takes a very special and sensitive position in Islamic thought, in the hadith, and also in the holy verses of the Holy Quran. And also when it comes to not taking care of the family as well, the hadith has something to say in return. So we've been instructed that when we deal with our families, there are requirements that we have to uphold in terms of being good. And when we are being bad, we've been told that there are punishments or there are curses or there are what have yous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, Mal'oonun mal'oon, twice, cursed, cursed is he, whoever loses those whom under his care. And he also said, when a person loses his family and he makes them hungry, and while he's fulfilled, that will be his perishment. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is trying to say to us that you have certain human beings and that you care. Allah made you the supervisor of a wife, a husband, children, what have you, or a father and mother, siblings sometimes. These are your family. If you are in a position where you are required to maintain and take care of them, then it's a must. If you don't, then this is what we call a dhaya' in Arabic, that you just lost them. You've just neglected your duties. And for that neglect of duty, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befalls on a person who loses his family or does not take care of them. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would, obviously, when he curses a person, he keeps him away from his mercy. This is what la'an literally means, is to be casted outside the mercy of Allah. In the same way that when a person does not have mercy on those who are under him, to the extent that the Prophet was saying, how could a person like eats and be full and his belly is full while his family is hungry? While his kids are hungry, while those who are in his care are hungry. Some people have that. Some people keep the money to themselves and they don't share with anybody from their family, which is a disgrace. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Omoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. So we were looking at the fact that someone needs to take care of his family. It's a duty. We have a beautiful story that reflects the sensitivity of taking care of one's family, especially when it comes to moral-wise. Because when it comes to spending, buying, and this could be an easy task that we do. I can go shopping and do whatever they want, you know. So when it comes to me and my family, in terms of money, I can be good. I can spend on them, I can, you know, provide their needs. But when it comes to my akhlaq, when it comes to my moral conduct with them, that's when the problem happens. So we say sometimes a person could be a pharaoh in his own house. Is that the way he deals with his kids, the way he deals with his wife, the way she deals with her husband, the way she deals with her kids. And this is where akhlaq comes into play, because akhlaq, first and foremost, it was meant to be for the house, not the outside. Because outside, everybody puts on an act. Even an unbeliever puts on an act. Even, you know, what have you, puts on an act. Sometimes the laws of the land does not, you know, allow me to go around and cursing people and fighting with people. So I'm bound anyway. But my true akhlaq will only show when I'm in the house. So this story highlights that fact. So we had one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, when, you know, his story is that when he passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bathed him himself, he put the shrouds on him himself, he dug his grave himself, he walked on his procession, and he carried the coffin. The Prophet was walking on his toenails, on his tips. And like, he was acting differently to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, we never see you do this with anybody. Like, you walked without your sandals, without your clock, and, you know, what's going on? And the Prophet said, well, because there were so much angels and malaika in this procession, they weren't wearing any sandals, so I was doing the same. They had nothing on their head, so like they weren't wearing clocks, and so I wasn't wearing a clock either. And, you know, I walked in like the malaika. And then the mother of Sa'd, when she heard what the Prophet had said about her son, she got happy, obviously, because, you know, who wouldn't, to hear that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam does all this to a person. And then she said, how lucky are you, O Sa'd, that Rasulullah, the Prophet, the mercy of Allah on earth, does this to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says to her, stop. And he said to her that in his grave, the grave has crushed him so hard that the milk that you fed him came out of his nails. And people were shocked. Like, how is that, Ya Rasulullah? After all this, Sa'd was crushed in the grave? And the Prophet said, yes. نعم إنه كان في خلقه مع أهله سوء. With his wife, he had bad akhlaq. And for that, he was crushed. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.